me, do I look okay? I say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I...
Hi everyone, welcome back for another English extravaganza. Next week is Valentine's Day, so I want to tell you more about this holiday. It's believed that the holiday began centuries ago. The Roman Emperor Claudius II was trying to build an army and did not allow his soldiers to marry. In the spirit of love, a man named Valentine performed marriage ceremonies in secret for the soldiers. Because he went against the emperor's orders, Valentine was killed on February 14. Later, he was named a saint of love and marriage, and February 14 became Saint Valentine's Day. Today, in the United States, men are expected to give gifts to their partner. Red is the color of love, so the traditional gifts are red roses and chocolates in a red heart-shaped box. Sometimes, a man may include a card talking about his love for his partner. Usually, couples will also celebrate with a romantic dinner, so restaurants are very crowded on Valentine's Day, especially if the holiday falls on a weekend. While the holiday focuses on romance, some people celebrate with friends and family. It's also common for women to buy flowers for their mothers, daughters, friends, or sometimes themselves. Schools also celebrate St. Valentine's Day. Elementary and middle schools spend time making Valentine's Day cards for their classmates. They also make special mailboxes for the cards that they will receive. Usually, these cards come with a piece of candy and have a theme, like Disney or Pokemon, to show the child's interest. Most often, the cards are funny and play with words. For example, the card will say, "A day without you is unbearable." Unbearable means difficult, so the card means that it is difficult to be without you. But the card will have a picture of a bear, which is also part of the word unbearable. So, what fun cards will you be giving out this Valentine's? Well, that's all for this time. See you next week.